could take you to a building, you've likely seen it many times. It doesn't shout at passers-by, no flashing neon signs. It very quietly stands where it has stood for many years. It's seen its share of laughter, and it's soaked up many tears. This is the house of God, it is more than bricks and mortar. It's the place where I can feel His presence near. It's the place where I can taste the living water. And if these stones could speak, they'd tell you stories of the people who've met with Jesus here. Every brick bears testimony to the Holy Spirit's power. Every window to God's blessings multiplying hour by hour. Every timber His protection and the strength that He provides. Every nail a sharp reminder of a Saviour crucified. This is the house of God, it is more than bricks and mortar. It's the place where I can feel His presence near. It's the place where I can taste the living water. And if these stones could speak, they tell you stories of the people who've met with Jesus here. Some folks will say it's nothing but a relic of the past, a symbol of the way things used to be. But ask around the neighborhood and very soon you'll find someone who says it's been a help to me, and me, and me. The road outside is busier than it ever was before, like the lives of all the people living just outside the door. But the chapel waits there patiently, its message still the same, a message of salvation if you trust in Jesus' name. This is the house of God, it is more than bricks and mortar. It's the place where I can feel His presence near. It's the place where I can taste the living water. And if these stones could speak, they'd tell you stories of the people who've met with Jesus here. This is the house of God, it is more than bricks and mortar. It's the place where I can feel His presence near. It's the place where I can taste the living water. And if these stones could speak, they'd tell you stories of the people who've met with Jesus here.